just got FP2 out of the way. In the sunshine here at Donington, isn't it nice to be able to say that? How are the sessions for you this morning?
Yeah, not too bad. We're getting into the groove again after a, I'd like to say, a successful Donington Park. We learned, we pushed up the grid a little bit more. So, you know, I was really, really happy with Donington. And, yeah, FP1 and FP2 here. Can't complain. I did have a few little brown pants moments going through paddock because, it's just scary going through there quite for about 90 odd miles an hour. But, really enjoying it. Still a bit of time to find, but it's very, very close round here. I think like a couple of attempts can pick you up 4 or 5 positions. So, just got to latch onto the back of somebody, learn from them, and, keep on pushing hard.
Talking to a number of the drivers about this Brands Hatch with the option tyre, with the temperature, the hybrid and the shootout, it's probably one of the most challenging qualifying sessions we've had for a long time in the British Touring Car Championship.
Yeah, I think it's going to be really, really challenging, especially with the split groups as well. I think that's going to play a massive part. It's a little bit nicer as you won't have people blocking you out on track, so you can actually get a lap time in, hopefully. But I think with people at the front having limited hybrid, that's going to be around here a massive, it's going to be difficult for them, I think. And then where I've still got the nice full 15 seconds, I can hopefully use that to my advantage and push to as much as I can. Yeah. So I think it's going to be challenging qualifying, and I think the grid's going to be mixed up a little bit, which will be nice.
Mm. Is there an optimum part of the circuit to use the hybrid? Because there's nowhere around here you could deploy it for a whole 15 seconds, really, is there?
No, there's not. It's quite difficult. It's going up the hills. That's the big part. Going up to Druids, you're carrying like 1,300 kilos up there. So, of course, if you've got that 60 horsepower more, I think it is, it's, of course, going to help you massively. And then on the straights as well, coming out of Graham Hill, it's good to get a little bit down the straight, and then also coming out of clearways as well. It's quite a, not slow speed corner, but you have to get the car hooked in, yeah, and then coming out, getting on the hybrid, and then using it all the way up to the, as much as you can, all the way up to the line.
Absolutely. You're obviously still getting to grips with the car and being comfortable in yourself. It's putting a smile on your face. I'm just thinking back to what you said about going around Paddock Hill Bend. But overall, I'm getting a sense that you're really learning a lot and becoming more comfortable each time you go out in it.
Yeah, and I think what I said to you before, I'm starting to drive the car more and more rather than the car driving me, which is nice. So, still so much to learn within myself, just knowing the boundaries. And we haven't even properly done a soft tyre run yet, so that's going to be something new to learn. And then doing a hard tyre run, it's all like a big, big learning curve. But I feel like we're getting more and more to grips with it as I have more track time, more and more laps. So it's going well.
You're enjoying living the dream though?
Enjoying it, loving it. And with the weather, it makes it even better.
Fantastic. Have a great qualifying, Scott. Well done.
Thank you very much. Cheers.